The following is a community affairs presentation from the Ulster County Health Department. This is the Healthy Ulster Radio Show, a weekly presentation exploring community health and sustainability with guests representing a broad spectrum of community partners working to make Ulster County the healthiest in New York State. This program is sponsored by the Health Alliance of the Hudson Valley in Kingston, a member of the WMC Health Network.
Good morning. You're listening to Healthy Ulster Radio. My name is Vincent Martello. I'm Director of Community Health Relations for the Ulster County Department of Health and Mental Health. Today we have a very important topic and an interesting one as well, and that is domestic violence. And specifically, we're going to be talking about the annual Domestic Violence Forum presented by the Interagency Council on Domestic Violence and Human Trafficking. And this is an event that highlights the evolution of services and programs that address domestic violence in Ulster County, and in particularly in response to the COVID pandemic. And fortunately, we have a guest with us who actually has been on Healthy Ulster Radio before, and he is Michael Iaposi. He's the commissioner of the Ulster County Department of Social Services. Mike was appointed to be commissioner in 2012. He is an attorney, and he was an attorney for the Department of Social Services for 19 years, and he has been involved in mental hygiene law guardianships, child support enforcement, child protective services investigations, family court proceedings, foster care, adoptions, child abuse and neglect proceedings, and public assistance and Medicaid programs, all of which tie in one way or another to the issue of domestic violence. Welcome, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing great, Ben. Thank you so much for the invitation to be here and for giving us the opportunity to address this issue. I also appreciate the very gracious introduction. And one of the things I always want to make sure that I do is recognize our tremendous staff here. All those areas of subject matter that you mentioned I've been involved with here, I do with a tremendous staff that has just great commitment and expertise and passion for all the work that we do here at the Department of Social Services in terms of our programs and services. So thank you for that. And again, thanks for the invitation to be here.
Oh, you're welcome. It's nice to have you. You know, and during this COVID pandemic, we've heard so much about healthcare workers and essential workers, you know, during crisis times. But, you know, we do have to recognize that people such as your staff are doing this really critical work 365 days a year, and they really deserve our gratitude, and they deserve a lot of credit for the hard work they do.
Well, thank you very much for that. And it's important to point out that throughout the pandemic, we have been open the entire time, and our essential workers, like many of the county workforce who have come together under the leadership of our county executive to do extraordinary work. And again, I just so appreciate you recognizing the staff. I can say the same about the staff in all of the other departments that you and I know that we collaborate with. So
yeah, we've been pretty busy here at Health and Mental Health to say that. That's an understatement. Mike, before we get started with learning more about the forum, I just wanted to give our listeners a little bit of an understanding of domestic violence and some of the statistics, just to give them some context. And I just pulled a few things off of the internet in my research. 1 in 3 women and 1 in 4 men have experienced some form of physical violence by an intimate partner. That includes a range of behaviors, shoving, pushing, hitting. 1 in 4 women and 1 in 9 men experience severe forms of intimate partner violence. 29 million women have experienced severe physical violence from an intimate partner in their lifetime. And 20 people per minute are physically abused by an intimate partner in the United States. In a typical day, there are more than 20,000 phone calls placed to domestic violence hotlines nationwide, and 19% of domestic violence involves a weapon. Pretty sobering statistics, right?
Absolutely, Ben. They're staggering. And when you consider them in the context of what happens in all of the communities throughout our entire country and our state and our county, it certainly does have a massive impact on the experiences that people are having in all aspects of their life. And to the degree that we have these statistics, there's also concern about the fact that a lot of this activity goes unreported. Right. I guess the most promising aspect of all of this is I don't think that there's ever been greater awareness than there is now in terms of outreach and prevention and response and resources. I can at least speak with regard to the effort being expended here in Ulster County that help is available, support is available, and there's a place to turn. But, as we learn and continue to become familiar with the dynamics of domestic violence, we know that being able to access help is not always an available option. But we want to continue to make sure that we're spreading the word and making ourselves available in creative ways. And again, I'm encouraged to be able to say that I think we're accomplishing that here in Ulster County.
Mm-hmm. And that segues really nicely into the formation of the Interagency Council on Domestic Violence and Human Trafficking. Tell our listeners a little bit about how that got started and who's involved.
Sure. It has its origins in having been created back in 2009. And it was arrived at by resolution. And it was an effort undertaken by a few different entities that included the Department of Social Services back at that time. Some of our service providers, including Family of Woodstock, the District Attorney's Office, our Family and Children's Advocacy Center, our probation department and crime victims assistance program. And it was just in recognition of the fact that we could all benefit by gathering together on a regular basis to share the experiences that we were having in terms of providing services and responding to cases so that there was greater collaboration and familiarity in terms of the work that we were doing as entities, and hopefully maybe bridging some of the gaps or learning about the impact of some of the other experiences that professionals were having. So it goes back to 2009. We're in our 11th year. When I became commissioner in 2012, we had arrived at a point where we were still meeting occasionally and trying to arrive at kind of a more specific mission. So since that time, we made a real concerted effort to expand the membership. And at this point, we have membership that is comprised of nearly 30 different entities and organizations. And one of our flagship events over the past 8 years has been convening a domestic violence information forum every October in recognition of Domestic Violence Awareness Month. So it really has evolved and expanded into an event that supports professionals in the community, as well as survivors and anybody in the public who's interested in learning more about the subject matter. So I'm extremely grateful to chair this council, and I'm extremely grateful for the participation that we have from all of the entities. I think I had provided you with a brochure that we have available online, and we can certainly disseminate that to people that might be interested in getting more information.
Sure. And I know I've attended some of the forums in the past, so I'm familiar with the structure of them. Can you give our listeners just a very brief description of how those were structured and how that's changing with COVID? I know that it's not going to be held live, if I'm not mistaken. Maybe you can fill us in on that.
Sure. Just like I think all of the listeners out there, each of us as individuals and the organizations that we work for have had to make adjustments to be able to continue to do the work and participate in the activity. So previously, the council functions by having an information forum subcommittee that suggests subject matter. And then the council as a whole votes on the subject matter that we're going to address at an annual forum. Last year, we had focused on the LGBTQ community. In prior years, we've had guest speakers come in. One year, we had Tony Porter from A Call for Men who came and spoke about his perspectives in terms of the cultural influences on men and how that connects into domestic violence. So this year we followed the same format. We did continue to meet virtually, and we arrived at, as a result of the COVID pandemic, we decided to address response, recovery, and revision in terms of the evolution of our programs and services in Ulster County during the COVID-19 pandemic. So we're going to be featuring our information forum virtually on October 22nd from 9:30 to 11 a.m. And it's going to include narratives from different organizations and then a Q&A with a panel.
Sounds really great. I mean, all the ones that I've attended in the past have been really compelling and really interesting and so important, so worthwhile. And I know our listeners want to learn more, Mike, but first we're going to take a very short break. You're listening to Healthy Ulster Radio, and we'll be back after these words.
Hey, Dad, your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad, your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad? Your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey, why don't you take a minute? When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can, making sure they're safe and comfortable. But it's just as important that you take some time for yourself. At AARP, we can help with information and useful tips on how you can maintain a healthy life balance, care for your own physical and mental well-being, and manage the challenges of caring for a loved one. Because the better care you take of yourself, the better care you can provide for your loved one.
Thanks, Dad.
Thank you. You're there for them. We're here for you. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
If you came across someone struggling with hunger, how would you recognize them? Would you notice an 8-year-old girl who's not excited
for summer break because she may not be having lunch again until September?
Or a war veteran who's having a hard time
landing a job and getting back on his feet?
I am the one in 8 Americans who struggle with hunger. I am hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
This is a public service announcement from the New York State Smokers Quit Line. For a limited time, we are offering up to 3 months of nicotine gum free for those looking to quit smoking or vaping. Call 1-866-NY-QUITS today to get your gum.
Welcome back. You're listening to Healthy Ulster Radio. Our guest is Mike Iaposi. He's the commissioner of the Ulster County Department of Social Services. And we're here talking about October being Domestic Violence Awareness Month, and also the Interagency Council on Domestic Violence and Human Trafficking Forum, which is coming up very soon. And Mike, before the break, we were talking a little bit about the structure of the virtual forum. Would you like to tell us a little bit more about that?
Yeah, sure. I had started to just talk a little bit about the subject matter that we're going to be addressing this year, which is how the organizations and entities that respond to domestic violence and provide services in Ulster County have continued to be able to do so during the COVID pandemic. Again, I want to give a little bit of recognition to Ulster County Community College. We normally host, they host the event annually. This year, they're providing us with technical support. So although none of us will be driving out to the beautiful college facilities, we'll be relying on their technical expertise to coordinate the event virtually. So as I was saying, we had picked some of our members who were willing to do recorded messages to talk a little bit about what their respective organizations do and then that how they've been functioning during the COVID pandemic. So we're very excited that we're going to be hearing from Legal Services of the Hudson Valley, the District Attorney's Office, the Ulster County Family and Child Advocacy Center, Family of Woodstock, Ulster County Crime Victims Assistance Program, and the Saugerties Police Department. So each of these entities will have a recorded message around this subject matter. I'm also excited that we are expecting to have welcoming remarks from our County Executive Pat Ryan, our Sheriff Juan Figueroa, our District Attorney David Clegg, and welcome remarks from the President of the College, Al Roberts. So it's shaping up to be, I think, a really interesting event, obviously, because it'll be the first one that is held virtually. We're hoping that, you know, people are registering and carving out the time. And again, really appreciate you helping us to promote this event. So we hope to, you know, have a large group of people listening in on the 22nd.
And remind our listeners again the date and the time of that, Mike.
Sure. It is Thursday, October 22nd, and it's going to be from 9:30 a.m. to 11 a.m.
Mm-hmm. And will viewers get an opportunity to ask questions within that as well?
Yes, thank you for asking that thoughtful question. After each of the recorded messages, I'll do a little bit of a segue, and then at the end of the recorded messages, we'll have a panel that includes representatives from each of the organizations available to do some Q&A. So we're hoping for about 45 minutes of recordings and another 45 minutes of Q&A. And traditionally, our format when we did this live was from about 9 a.m. to noon. Mm-hmm. So we feel like we're going to be able to have just as much time to be able to cover this subject matter as we normally would, because we're doing it in a virtual format.
Mm-hmm. That's really terrific. And I'm just curious, will folks be able to ask questions anonymously? I don't know if that's possible with the technology that it's being utilized, but I would imagine something to consider.
Yeah, certainly, Ben. I can't answer that question accurately right now. I'd have mm-hmm. to probably defer to our support at the college, but fortunately, there's enough time between now and then that I will certainly explore that, because anonymity clearly is right. Something that, with regard to this subject matter, can be really important, you know, for people depending upon their unique circumstances.
Right.
So for someone to be able to get an answer or guidance or advice or some reaction to a circumstance they're dealing with, we want to also take advantage of this event as an opportunity to do outreach and to help people. Appreciate you mentioning that, and we'll look into that dynamic.
Yeah, I know in Zoom, which we use for this program and in a lot of meetings, you can ask, and I'm sure they all have it, a feature that allows you to chat privately with an individual, with the host of the meeting. So I'm sure that's possible. Mike, back to the Interagency Council on Domestic Violence and Human Trafficking, I see that human trafficking is in there as well. Why was that added? And tell us about that. I mean, we kind of generally know what that means, but can you educate our listeners a little bit on that?
Right. Human trafficking was arrived as subject matter that we expanded to include on the council back in 2018. And that was as a result of the Department of Social Services working with the New York State Office of Children and Family Services on the Safe Harbor Program, which has its origins at OCFS, and participating counties, which included Ulster, launched efforts to begin to educate their professionals about human trafficking. And it became a required screening for us in connection with our child welfare services investigations that we would conduct. And it's basically where there is the recruitment, harboring, transportation, or soliciting of a person for the purposes of the Commercial Sex Act. And it can be induced by force, fraud, or coercion. And it's a subject matter that over the course of time that we introduced the Safe Harbor program to Ulster County has enabled us to educate many professionals. So now it's become a part of what many professionals routinely screen for and investigate. So as part of our ongoing participation with OCFS, we expanded the council to include human trafficking. And each year in January is National End Human Slavery and Human Trafficking Awareness Month. So we also do a human trafficking information forum, and we'll be planning to do our third annual one this January.
Wow. And, you know, I sit on the Ulster County Suicide Prevention Coalition, and your events have really inspired us to think about doing a suicide awareness prevention forum sometime in the late spring. So we've been talking about planning that out. That's really terrific. And just out of curiosity, I mean, is human trafficking, I mean, in your experience, without any specifics, of course, but have you seen it in Ulster County? I mean, is it hidden away, or what's the situation with that?
Yeah, over the course of the 5 years that we have been participating in the Safe Harbor program and we started to implement the human trafficking screenings, we have identified cases here in Ulster County then with respect to both children, and there also has been the identification of cases by law enforcement agencies, as well as the Crime Victims Assistance Program has assisted in identifying victims and survivors. And it has been an activity that part of promoting education and awareness and prevention has just been to initially educate people about it and demonstrate that it does occur in our communities. I think a lot of people have a perspective around trafficking initially that it may only have to do with international activities, but that's not the case. And particularly in the internet age, where we find social media as an avenue that has been available to offenders and predators.
Right.
In terms of taking advantage and manipulating and exploiting and harming people through human trafficking. There's also labor trafficking, and right. We've seen indications of that as well. So sadly, the realities are that it is all around us. But again, being educated and informed and aware of it and being able to screen for it is the first step in trying to provide help and support to people who may be suffering from that.
So important. And Mike, unfortunately, we are running out of time. So please tell our listeners again when the Domestic Violence Prevention Forum is and how generally they can get information on domestic violence or any websites or hotlines that you have.
Sure. The event is on Thursday, October 22nd. And it's from 9:30 to 11. You can feel free to contact our office here if you want registration information. We can be reached at 334-5221. A lot of the other entities that are members can also be contacted. You can go on to the Ulster County website, and there's information about it there as well. So we're always available to provide help. And we are also planning on having the human trafficking information forum, and that will be on January 12th, 2021. So
great.
We'll be disseminating information about that event and the specific subject matter, hopefully at the DV information forum or shortly thereafter. And so appreciative then for the invitation to come on to help the Ulster County.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you here, Mike. Thank you so much for the work that you and your colleagues do. It's so, so vital, and we really appreciate it. And we look forward to having you back and to viewing the forum online. That's all the time we have for today. Tune in next week for more great information that you can use to keep yourself, your family, and our community healthy and strong with Healthy Ulster Radio. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Healthy Ulster Radio Show, a community affairs presentation from the Ulster County Health Department, sponsored by Health Alliance of the Hudson Valley in Kingston, a member of the WMC Health Network. Thanks for listening, and be sure to join us for another edition of the Healthy Ulster Radio Show next week.